Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. You know, I mentioned in the last hour that Republican states are doing so much better than Democrat states after COVID, and of course, it is true. Here's the headline. Jobless claims are plunging in Republican states, flat in Democrat states. 2 months ago, we observed that with 23 all Republican states announcing at least some form of early reduction in pandemic-related unemployment insurance benefits ahead of the September expiration at the federal level in hopes of unclogging the labor supply and easing the unprecedented labor shortage gripping America. A record number of job openings, which nobody wants due to Uncle Sam's generous weekly benefits. We said since Democrats will likely not end the benefits anytime soon or ever if they could, this sets up the U.S. economy to become an epic real-time economic experiment. One where everyone could keep track of the unemployment across red states and blue states and see who does better. Well, 1 month ago, the early verdict was in. And as Morgan Stanley found at the end of June, not only were Republican states right all along to end the benefits early, but that's the biggest reason for the unprecedented shortage in workers that has been Joe Biden's catastrophic socialist policy of having the government match or surpass what the private sector is paying. The initial jobless claims and continuing jobless claims are declining faster in the 10 Republican states relative to the rest of the U.S., suggesting that an end of these benefits over the coming weeks in all other states could prove to be an important tailwind for labor supply and ultimately higher payrolls. It's not just Morgan Stanley. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal picked up on this and reported the number of unemployment benefit recipients is falling at a faster rate in Missouri and 21 other states because they're canceling enhanced and extended payments this month, suggesting that ending the aid could push more people to take jobs. So, I mean, the numbers tell the tale, you know, and it's just quite amazing how much better red states are doing than blue states. By every metric, red states are just kicking the ass of blue states. Here's another article you should know about, the real reason Google is directly engaged in pushing vaccinations. Now, it's a very long article, and I have no time to read it all here, and I may read it all overnight and give you some kind of monarch notes, cliff notes, summation tomorrow. But from my very quick reading of the article, it suggests that Google has huge stock investments in pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccine. So again, Wayne Root's not saying it. I didn't have time to read this in depth. I skimmed through the article, but it's clear that Google is pushing vaccines. They believe in this article because Google can make billions of dollars with the investments they've made in the companies that make the vaccines. Why would that surprise anyone? The entire country is one big giant conflict of interest, and it's embarrassing. You know, I saw a sports article overnight. Again, I'm going to sum it up. I don't have it in front of me. I can't give you word for word, but I'm the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fan, and Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And the article says, Jerry Jones is a big conservative, and you think he'd be anti-vaccine, because all the conservatives are anti-vaccine, but Jerry Jones cares about one thing, his wallet, where the money is. And he believes all the money is in the vaccine so he can get all the fans back to the stands and he can get all the corporations behind him. So he's got to be pro-vaccine, so he wants all his players vaccinated. And that's the point, folks. When you hear that people are saying, oh, you got to have the vaccine. What is Wayne Root talking about? The vaccine is safe. Everyone's got to take the vaccine. They're not saying that because the vaccine's safe. They're not saying it because they know anything that I don't know. They're saying it because it's about money. They're bought off. They own pharmaceutical stock. They own a piece of a pharmaceutical company. They're getting bribed by pharmaceutical companies with major advertising. You know, and I know it's not really a bribe technically, but that's the way I would describe it. The American media, almost every time you turn on the news, it's a big pharma ad for a drug. It's all drug ads. And that's like a bribe. The fact is, if you knew that your news was on the air based on getting, you know, $27 million a month worth of advertising and $300 million a year worth of advertising, and you knew that half of it was due to drug companies, would you be quick to say something bad about the vaccine? So there is such a massive conflict of interest in this country, whether it's Jerry Jones, whether it's Google, whether it's the NBC Evening News. They all are tied in with vaccines because they're making money off vaccines in one way or another. And I wouldn't be surprised if the big pharmaceutical companies, I wouldn't be surprised if they advertise at the Dallas Cowboy AT&T Stadium. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, just like at a hockey game, I've never been to AT&T Stadium, but at the Vegas hockey ring, the T-Mobile Arena, all around the ice skating ring, right, where the players play. Corporation, corporation, corporation. And they make huge money off those ads. Fantastic multi-million dollar deals. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry Jones has some sort of sponsorship with big pharma companies, especially ones that might be based in Dallas, Texas. Everybody is a whore. That's what it comes down to. They're all greedy whores. And there's no money to be made being against the vaccine. What's the money that I make being against the vaccine? By literally sticking my head above the foxhole and telling all of you that I think the vaccine's an abomination, and I believe that every single vaccine in history that had just a handful of deaths and a couple of hundred injuries, they stopped it every time and said, this is a disaster. We got to stop. People are getting damaged. What's the Hippocratic Oath? Hippocrates said, physician, do no harm. So a vaccine, if a person isn't sick and they die from the vaccine, that's the ultimate harm. If they're crippled from the vaccine, that's the ultimate harm. So the minute there's a problem in the past when the nation wasn't completely corrupt and wasn't completely owned by the D.C. swamp and the deep state and the Chinese Communist Party and the big pharma companies, when they didn't control the entire government in a stranglehold, when the people actually still mattered, they stopped vaccines. Anytime people were dying in numbers that were a little scary, like, you know, 30 people die, they stopped the vaccine. Now, there's so many deaths. There's a new lawsuit that says there's 45,000 deaths, not 11,000. And by the way, 11,000 was a few days ago. The way it was jumping, it's probably already close to 15,000. The numbers are jumping so high at the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. It's a CDC-linked government system that literally collects all the data and reports on all the people who have died or been badly injured or adversely affected by the vaccines. And this is more deaths and more injuries than all the vaccines in the history of America combined. And so it's very scary that nobody's saying stop the vaccine. Well, now it might already be 13,000 dead. It might be 14,000 dead. Well, a new lawsuit says there's 45,000 dead in just one reporting area of the United States. They claim there are, I believe, 11 reporting areas. In just one of them, there's 45,000 people dead from the vaccine. And the government doesn't want you to know that because they know you'd freak out and you wouldn't want the vaccine. So it's just the whole country is bought out, just like Google. They're all bribed to say the vaccine is good, and nobody wants to be the one to stick your head above the foxhole. Here's another example of how everything is so shady. Author of a study showing how mask wearing harms children speaks out after it was retracted. And so here's some people that are very smart. And they did a researcher did a study on mask wearing by children, and he found it is detrimental to their health. But the peer-reviewed medical journals will not accept his story, which is amazing. The lead author of a now-retracted research note that claimed children's masks trap dangerously high concentrations of carbon dioxide has said that JAMA Pediatrics' decision to pull the paper was politically motivated. the research note called Experimental Assessments of Carbon Dioxide Content in Inhaled Air with or Without Face Masks in Healthy Children, a randomized clinical trial authored by Harold Wallach and his colleagues, was published in June. Based on measurements of carbon dioxide in the air inhaled by 45 children, the study found children wearing face masks were inhaling carbon dioxide levels deemed unacceptable by the German Federal Environmental Office by a factor of 6. And the research concluded children should not be forced to wear face masks. So far, so good, right? Except the study's been retracted for, the authors believe, purely political reasons. So they won't let you publish the study. And this was so interesting because I quoted a study here on this site about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. And I told you about a study. It wasn't this guy's study. It was a different one. It was just a bunch of parents who randomly got together and grabbed their children's face masks after wearing them for a day and sent them to one of the most reputable, credible labs in the United States of America to analyze it. And they found literally it was like putting a filthy diaper over your mouth covered in poop. That's how disgusting it is for a child to wear a mask all day. They found almost every dirty, deadly, disgusting disease known to mankind on the masks of their children that they've been wearing all day. And I argued this from day one. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. And yet I knew it. Just pure gut instinct, pure common sense. If you're a doctor and you know how to handle a mask, great. In a hospital setting, great. And if they give you a new mask, you know, 12 times a day, that's great too. But if you're a kid or you're even Wayne Root, I'm not going to change my mask 12 times a day. I'm going to stick the same mask in my pocket when I need it. But my pocket also has my phone and my keys, which are as dirty as a toilet bowl, in case you haven't seen the studies. Your phone is the dirtiest thing in the entire world, dirtier than a public toilet seat in a public bathroom. That's how dirty a cell phone is. And if you put it in your pocket and then you put your mask in your pocket, it's like putting a filthy diaper with poop over your mouth. That was my guess. I was right. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Inflation is here. It's everywhere. Home prices, gas prices, food prices, restaurant prices, commodity prices, car rental prices. Everything's up, 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 up. Like a hot air balloon. It's flying, soaring. Inflation, the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Number one killer of your current standard of living. Number one killer of your retirement. Best protection, gold and silver. That's where my good friends Rich and Mike Checkin come in. That's an uncle and his nephew. Uncle Rich and nephew Michael. Excuse me, Uncle Michael and nephew Rich. I've known these guys so many years, I got them backwards. Their team at Asset Strategies wants you to keep what's yours. So for my listeners only, they designed this offer, 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today. Take them up on it. Tell them War sent you. You'll get the best deals on anything and everything in the world of precious metals and gold and silver. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com and tell them War sent you. So the thing I was going to write over the weekend, so I don't know if I'm going to have it tomorrow or I'm going to have it on Monday. It just depends whether I could find time. I wanted to follow up my article about the COVID vaccines, which aren't even vaccines. They're experimental shots for emergency use only. But I was going to follow it up with the biggest lie ever told. I mean, literally ever told. The CDC and the politicians have been screaming since last weekend that everybody coming up with COVID is unvaccinated. It's the biggest lie ever told. And I figured it out. I went to the CDC website and I dug and I dug and I dug, and guess what I found out? The CDC stopped counting people with COVID who are vaccinated. That's why everybody with COVID is unvaccinated, because the only ones they count are unvaccinated. If you say, are you vaccinated? Yes. And you have COVID? Yes. Don't count them. Throw it out. Is that the biggest scam you've ever heard? And here's an article that says, rigged. CDC stops counting vaccine deaths to blame all COVID cases on the unvaccinated. So it's not just that they're not counting COVID cases, they're not even counting deaths. They're not even counting deaths. So everyone who dies is unvaccinated, get it? What a scam. Can you imagine if I tried that in the private sector? They'd have me in jail in 5 minutes. That's why for the last 35 years I've been a professional sports handicapper, and I know that everybody in the media has been out to get me. Everybody tries to find one stat that's off by one digit. Wayne Root says he's 31-8, but he's really 31-9. He's a liar. He's a fraud. I double check, I triple check, I quadruple check every stat I ever put out to make sure every single one of them is 100% true, so that they can never catch me in a lie, because they're trying to catch me in a lie. Can you imagine how little a lie is if you were like 31 wins and 7 losses and you said I'm 31-6, I missed one loss, I forgot to count one loss somehow, some way, or an employee forgot to count it, not even me, and they blame me and try to put me in prison as if that's a big deal? But this is killing people, and they don't count the deaths? And this is killing people, and they don't announce the risks? And everybody who gets it still gets COVID? And they make believe it's not happening? What a scam. What a Ponzi scheme. Only government can get away with this stuff. You know, and just all of these Democrats, they're all frauds. Maskless Democrat lawmaker, maskless, on the airplane, running away from Texas, demands, she gets COVID, because everyone on the airplane had no masks on. You know, masks are just so important, but then when they're all flying on an airplane, none of them have masks on. This is, Democrats are the biggest hypocrites and frauds in the entire world. Because don't forget, I've told you this lesson for years, that they all live in lily-white neighborhoods and send their kids to all-white private schools and go to all-white restaurants, and their whole life's around nothing but white people. The only black people they know might be their maid that cleans their toilet bowl. That's the only black person that a Democrat's ever seen who's in a major leadership position in Congress. But yet all day long they claim they fight for black people. Why do you live in all-white neighborhoods? Why do the leaders of BLM live in white neighborhoods? Why do they buy million-dollar houses in all-white neighborhoods? Because they want to be safe. That's why. Because white neighborhoods are safe. I guess that's what BLM's saying, obviously, clearly. So anyway, maskless Democrats on an airplane running away from Texas get COVID. And now one of the maskless Democrats is calling for a universal mask mandate. They want Biden to say, the whole country's got to wear masks forever. Forever. Except you weren't wearing one on an airplane. You lying hypocrite fraud. Get out of our lives, you loser dictators.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill boosting the Federal Crime Victims Fund.
They hope and healing for victims of crime and organizations that support those victims of crime.
The White House saying it has lost billions of dollars over the past 5 years. Biden saying it's not enough to lock up perpetrators and argued crime victims need ongoing support. The National Weather Service is creating a new destructive severe thunderstorm category that will trigger alerts on all mobile devices. Starting July 28th, the Weather Service adding the damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorms can now be classified under three categories: destructive, considerable, and base. Warnings labeled destructive will automatically activate a wireless emergency alert on a smartphone within the area. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by... Again, Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. I love this new product that we've got sponsoring our show. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that were hacked? Remember how easily that happened? Remember the pipeline that was hacked? The gas pipeline? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? I'm sure they're all watching mine. Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, and how about this, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Not $695 a month, not $6,095 a month, $6.95 a month. Is your privacy worth $6.95 a month? Use code WAR and get 3 months free on top of the only $6.95 a month. Start with your first 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. So some of the news stories that strike me as interesting today. Here's a couple of stories that are at the top of Gateway Pundit, and they've always got interesting stories. China refuses to work with the WHO on the second phase investigation of the lab leak theory. Why do you think that would be? I mean, seriously, why do you think that would be? Because it's the same reason that the media and the liberals and Democrat politicians will not let you do a forensic audit because they're scared to death. They know they stole the election. China knows that they sent COVID our way, so they don't want an investigation. Right? Here's an article that's interesting at the top of Gateway Pundit. Is nature racist? I can't take this anymore. I really can't. A report published by Outside Interactive alleges that America's historically racist policies have contributed to the nature gap, resulting in black Americans having less enjoyment of the great outdoors. Aaron Key, the report's author, is pushing for minorities to use their free time outdoors in nature through the use of grants and advocacy work. She does not mention there are no modern laws prohibiting non-whites from visiting public nature sites. Though many don't like to speak about it, so many of our living relatives experienced racism when it was legal, directly affecting how they interacted with society, all based on the color of their skin, Key wrote, explaining her family lived through an era when many black Americans were taught not to do things outside of their community areas in an effort to keep them safe. Courtney Lancott of The Unpopular Black is pushing for black people to spend time outdoors, claiming it has health benefits. Well, I don't even want to read the rest of this. It's so stupid. It's so incredibly stupid. I don't even want to read it. It's hard to believe how stupid it all is. And I'm just at a loss of words. Let me skip to Joe Biden, and then I'll get to, I see we have callers. Let me get the phone number here. And let me make sure everyone knows numbers, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's take your calls. If you're a black person, I'd love to know if there's a reason why you never go outdoors. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. What kind of garbage can liberals make up on a daily basis that black people don't do and blame it on white people? I think black people are outdoors. I think they're definitely outdoors. I don't think there's any laws or rules in America that stop black people from hiking or skiing or being outdoors biking. I just don't think there's any laws like that. Do you? Never seen one. Joe Biden did something really incredible yesterday, and the media is not talking about it. Biden had a town hall. First of all, the joke about the town hall was nobody showed up. Again, there was nobody there. I mean, there was like, you know, 30 people. They were all in the first two rows. So they made it look like it was a busy town hall. But they were all in the first two rows. There's nobody there. And then he was asked by a struggling restaurant owner what they're supposed to do. There's nobody for their jobs. They're going to lose their restaurants. And, you know, it's like, remember when Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake? I noticed they later cut her head off, didn't they? Isn't that the story of the French Revolution? Didn't they eventually cut her head off? Let them eat cake. And do you remember when Gerald Ford was asked to give money to New York and the headline in the New York Daily News was something to the effect of, you know, Ford to New York, go to hell, drop dead, something like that. I think it was drop dead. Ford to New York, drop dead. Well, shouldn't the headline be Biden to restaurant owners, drop dead? Suck it. Shouldn't that be what the headline is? Because Biden told the struggling restaurant owner, you know what? There's nothing for me to do to help you. You're just going to have to pay more money. And the guy said, wait a minute. I pay my employees $15 an hour and I can't find anybody. Well, you're just going to have to pay more money. Isn't that go to hell? Isn't that Gerald Ford saying in New York, go to hell? It's amazing. Biden is a combination of evil and moron. Brain dead, dementia, moron, and evil. And lurking in that mind are the worst answers I've ever heard. Let me see the actual story. This is, the president was speaking at a half-empty town hall. And by the way, this is written by the UK Daily Mail, which is very liberal. At a half-empty town hall in Cincinnati, when he was asked by Ohio restaurant owner John Lanny how he planned to resolve the labor crisis unfolding across America. Lanny owns the Thunderdome Restaurant Group, which has 39 restaurants across the country. And he said he can't find any staff willing to take restaurant jobs. And one of the reasons restaurant owners have cited is that people have earned more than ever in unemployment benefits. At the height of the pandemic, people were earning $16 an hour to stay home. So 26 states have ended them early. But those are almost all Republican red states, and the liberal states still paying all that money, so nobody wants to work. So Lanny says he already pays staff $15 an hour. You know, the average person doesn't get it. You have no idea how fast it adds up to pay someone $15 an hour. My God, you take any restaurant, you know, take like a restaurant I go to a lot in Vegas. There's one called Texas Day Brazil. And I love it. They slice like 30 different kinds of meat at your table. It's amazing. It's an amazing food experience. And walking around the restaurant must be at least 30 waiters. And in the back, there must be at least five cooks. At least, you know, I won't call them chefs. I'll say cooks. And there's all the front girls. There must be five girls at the front. And there's like five managers roaming the restaurant, taking your, you know, handing you your check and taking your Visa MasterCard. And just, you know, there's all kinds of employees in a restaurant. I'll bet they employ 300 people at Texas Day Brazil. Well, if you start multiplying 300 people times $15 an hour times, you know, 10 hours a day, and then multiply that times 30 days in a month, you're going to go broke real fast. And if you increase it from 15 to 16, you're going to go broke real fast. It adds up real fast. Sounds like a measly dollar to you. But it's a dollar times, you know, an eight-hour day is $8, and times 300 employees is $2,400 a day. And multiply that times 30, you spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Wait a minute, I've never done math without a calculator. I just got to do it on my calculator. So if it's even $1 times 8 hours is $8, multiply that times 300 employees, and that's $2,400 a day. If you give them a $1 an hour raise, $2,400 a day, multiply that times 30 days, it's $72,000 increase in your budget in a month if you own a restaurant. If you happen to have 300 employees, which I guarantee you a Texas Day Brazil does. And Texas Day Brazil has like 100 restaurants across the United States and Puerto Rico and Dubai and all over the world. It's an amazing restaurant. And an amazing restaurant chain. And wherever I go, I eat. You know, if I go to Dallas on business, I eat at Texas Day Brazil. And if I go to Park City, I go to Park City, Utah all the time. I drive into Salt Lake and I eat at Texas Day Brazil. So, I mean, they've got restaurants in most major cities, Phoenix and everywhere in the country except California. Smart. They don't have a single restaurant in California. Why? Because no one can afford California anymore. No point in opening a business in California. Can't afford the taxes, can't afford the minimum wage, can't afford the regulations and the lawyers and the lawsuits. California is no man's land. It's dead to business. So Texas State Brazil is in Puerto Rico, but not California. They're in Dubai, but not in AUE, but not California. How embarrassing. How embarrassing for California. But if you give 300 employees $1 an hour increase, at the end of a month, it's an extra $72,000 costing a restaurant. So I feel for this guy who asked the question, John Lanny, who owns 39 restaurants. I feel for him. And so Lanny says he already pays staff $15 an hour. The entire industry, he says, continues to struggle to find employees. How do you and the Biden administration plan to incentivize those that haven't returned to work yet? Hiring is our top priority right now. And in response, Biden wiped his hands of the issue, claiming the shortage wasn't about increased benefits, but people no longer wanting to work in restaurants. I think it's really a matter of people deciding how they have opportunities to do other things. There's a shortage of employees. People are looking to make more money and to bargain. Biden says, I think your business is really going to be in a bind for a little while. I think you're going to be finding $15 an hour or more now. So basically, the president is saying, just go bankrupt. Pay everybody $20 an hour, $30 an hour. He's telling restaurant owners, go screw yourself. Go to hell. That should be the biggest news story in America, but the liberal media will not cover it. Moron Biden. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Right. Wayne Allen Root is back. Yesterday, I wanted to mention a quick apology. Gary Byron turns out is a conservative talk show host and a former Republican state representative in Connecticut, who has a morning show in New Haven, Connecticut. I didn't know that. How would I know that? A woman caller, and it sure sounded like she was laughing at me, attacking something I said, and then said something about loving Gary Byron as if she couldn't stand me and like Gary Byron, and that was not at all her intent, it turns out. Several of her friends emailed me overnight and said she's a very nice lady and you totally got her intent wrong. She loves you and she was complimenting you and she was just, I guess, you know, nervous being on the radio and didn't know what to say and then blurted out how much she liked Gary Bryan as if I would know who Gary Bryan is. There are thousands of radio hosts in the United States. And I can't be responsible for knowing everyone in every city. Like, I can't name you one in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't name you one in Hartford, Connecticut, other than Lee Elsie, who is the wonderful host of the morning show on WJJF FM, which is the station that carries me in Connecticut. That's the only reason I would know Lee. I don't know. We're in 10 stations in Texas. I can't name you any of the local hosts in any of those cities in Texas, San Antonio or Austin. I don't know the local hosts. So when she mentioned Gary Bryan, I just assumed that he was a big liberal and she was making fun of me and she got on the air just to try and, like, embarrass me and bring up another guy's name. Because I'm used to, like, that Howard Stern antic stuff. You know, people called up who were Howard Stern fans in the middle of Don Imus' show and they would just say Baba Booey and make Don Imus feel like an idiot and say that Stern's the best, right? So I thought that's what she was doing. My apologies to the young woman who called. I had no idea that you actually liked me and that you were just a little tongue-tied. And it's just not normal to bring up another host's name on this host's show. So I thought you were bragging about some liberal host. So my apologies to you. My apologies to Gary Bryan. He's not on any station that carries my show. I have no need to apologize to him. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Gary, you're probably a great guy and you're a big conservative and I never should have said a bad word about you because I don't know anything about you. And it turns out you're a good guy. So my apologies. Didn't mean to do it. Got quite a few emails overnight from all of my Connecticut fans. I have so many Connecticut fans. And they all were like, Gary Bryan's a great guy. You had no reason to do that. Don't do that. And I was like, okay, I didn't know. You know, if someone called up from New Jersey and mentioned a New Jersey host, I don't know any hosts in New Jersey. I you know, not only am I a national radio host all over the country, but I'm based 3,000 miles away from Connecticut on the West Coast in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know Connecticut hosts. I don't know New Jersey hosts. I don't know Charlotte, North Carolina hosts. I don't know Miami hosts. So if you brought those names up, I wouldn't know. But Gary Bryant did not deserve me saying, oh, he's probably some liberal loser and she likes a liberal loser, when in reality he's a Republican conservative talk show host and a good guy. So, Gary, my apologies. I had no way of knowing. Now I know your name. Your name is in neon lights. Gary Bryant, New Haven, Connecticut. I get it. Good stuff. We've got Henry on the line. Henry's on the line from Nevada somewhere. Henry, Pahrump, Nevada. Henry, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
God bless you, sir. My name's Henry. I'm a retired mechanical engineer. I'm 72 years old, live out in Pahrump. My nephew, this is a message to everybody. Use common sense. Do not take the damn shot. My nephew was about to take the shot. We went over to Walgreens, and this is what you say to Walgreens. How you doing? Do you have a license? Are you certified to inject somebody? Show me your license. Show me your ID.
Well, Henry, here's my question. You know, I'm not a pro-vaccine guy. You know, with this vaccine, why do you have to say anything to Walgreens? They're not forcing you to take the vaccine. You don't have to say a thing.
I know, but what I'm saying is my nephew was almost going to go for it. So you say, can I see the insert? What's in the shot? Can I see it? Give me the insert so I can study the ingredients. Can I take it home? It's free. They said, no. I said, where's your license? Are you certified to give people injections? They wouldn't even show your ID. And then also, if you're going to, anybody, if you're going to let some uncertified person inject you with an unknown chemical, you're a moron. I've got scars on my arm from when I was a kid. They injected me. I've sued the government in the East Coast, because they've injected people and caused severe damage. You got scars from your injection. Anybody know what that's about? The government has been killing people and hurting people for years. Do not take the shot.
All right, We got it, Henry. Listen, I'm the one who tells people that I'm not pro this vaccine because I don't think it's a vaccine. It's experimental for emergency use only. But again, it's your decision. It's your decision whether to take it or not. I don't want to be harsh about it. I would say that almost every liberal in America has taken the vaccine, which is just an experimental for emergency use only shot. I would say among conservatives, it's probably close to a 50-50 split. I have so many great friends who I love who are huge Trump Republicans who took the vaccine, that I can't get mad at anybody who took the vaccine. And I can't say to you, you're all going to die. Did I die from that scar in my arm all those years ago from the polio vaccine? Of course I didn't die. And it prevented polio. It was good. This one is not that, folks. I promise you it's not that. By the way, I didn't mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. And all you have to do is tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 40% off. And for the rest of this month, you get a buy one, get one free, and you add your spouse for free. So it's not just 40% off, but it's 40% off, and you get two people with one of them free only through the end of the month. So take action. It's called the Decisive Action 40% discount, and add the person you love for free. It could change your life forever, just like it did for me. I look great. I feel great. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat without restrictive diet, without painful exercise. Go to energizedhealth.com and take action now and book your free consultation. Energizedhealth.com, 40% off, and your spouse is free. Wayne Allyn Root, have a great night. See you tomorrow.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.